Let's turn our attention to the 16 days of activism now, and the campaign against gender-based violence has been running in South Africa since the year 1998. Now, one organization, Prime Stars Youth Development, believes that it's easier to raise good boys than repair broken men. They'd like to change the narrative of this year's 16 days of activism against GBV to focus on the boy child and how we raise them, which has a direct impact on what kind of men they become. To add to this campaign, they have released a song, which is performed by local amapiano artist Marina the Squire. And they have also launched a TikTok dance challenge, which has been initiated under the hashtag Do Better Dance. Joining us now to tell us more about it, since I don't know anything about amapiano or TikTok, is Rafilwe Mahale on the line from Johannesburg. He's the business development manager at Prime Stars. Rafilwe, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Amy, and good afternoon to all the listeners of Cape Talk Radio.
When I played the song earlier to the crew here at Cape Talk, everyone was very excited about it. So I hope that it's getting the traction you want it to. How's it going so far?
It's going absolutely fantastic, Amy. And if I can just give you some background behind the song, it's titled Makube Njalo. And really, the song was the song is a theme song for an initiative that we ran this year titled What About the Boys? And it's just a song to inspire young boys to want to become good men and not what society really describes as a real man.
It's an awesome idea. How did you come up with that idea, Rafilwe?
Well, the idea is actually the fantastic idea was actually by our managing director, Mr. Martin Sweet. He started Chelsea Take a Girl Child to Work Day 18 years ago. Hmm. And the initiative titled What About the Boys is actually a program that follows Celsius Take a Girl Child to Work Day, where we actually are tackling gender-based violence by starting with young boys. So we are collaborating with the GBF Response Fund, and our initiative falls under Pillar 2, which is social cohesion and prevention.
Rafilwe, I do happen to know that you've received the nod from President Cyril Ramaphosa for this campaign. He's endorsed it as an excellent campaign towards ending gender-based violence. On a practical level, aside from the song, how does the campaign work? How is it being rolled out?
So, Amy, we've actually been running this program from the month of June, where it was launched at the JSC. The program comes in three phases. It starts through a edutainment film where we really inspire our young people to want to become better. We produced a fantastic film that was screened in cinemas, New Metro, Sturkinico, and some independent cinemas, rural communities, and our online platform, where we teach our young people about toxic masculinity, societal expectation of them, and how to break free from these societal expectations. And what we aim to teach our young boys is to really share their emotions in healthy ways, accept and connect with others, stand up against bullying and inequality, and be able to break free from society's rigid stereotypes.
Such important messages. And now I think with this TikTok campaign and the single, you're tackling it also from a fun angle. Tell us about the TikTok campaign. What do people have to do? What does the dance look like? How do you get involved?
So as I was mentioning, we have the edutainment film that was screened nationwide. It's coupled together with a booklet that unpacks the lessons that we are trying to teach our young boys. All the boys are then mentored by different mentors from our partnering organization. And then every boy is required to sign a Do Better pledge according to what he has decided in himself to do better from what he has learned, from what we have taught him. We then encourage all our young people, boys and girls, old people as well, to go on to TikTok, and there's a fun, exciting dance that we have choreographed, and that comes together with the song, which is called Hashtag Do Better. And every young person can listen to this amazing Amapiano song. It's a groovy, vibey song where then we will be running the TikTok challenge.
And Rafilwe, how did you get Morena the Squire on board?
So Morena the Squire is actually a friend of Wandile Molevati, who is our fantastic movie producer. He produced the movie What About the Boys? And when he heard about our fantastic campaign to really young boys with masculinity and get them to change, to understand that the norms have changed, decided to write this amazing song for us.
So the song was especially written for this TikTok campaign.
100%. As I mentioned, the song is to inspire young boys to do better, because society needs to start to understand that we need to stop looking at females, stop telling females how to dress, not to walk in certain areas, or not to provoke men, and really start looking at the perpetrator, which is men. And what better way to get our men to start becoming good men by starting with the young boy? And that's exactly what Prime Stars is doing. It's easier to raise boys to be good men than to repair broken men.
Rafilwe, what's the name of the song?
The song is titled Makube Njalo. You can it's accessible on all streaming platforms, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. It's got a vocal version and a amapiano version as well, which anyone in the country can enjoy.
Rafilwe Mahale, thank you very much for joining us this Friday afternoon, and I do hope that your TikTok campaign goes viral.